That just leaves the discussion, item number 22, Hill the Ocean, discussion on whether, and I would say how, to recognize Hill the Ocean's effort on the Rincon project and provide direction to the executive officer. It's really a discussion for you all to lead and...
So basically what I had done when, the last time when Hill the Ocean had given a presentation on how they handled that water treatment project, and I received a pamphlet that had the chronology and all the efforts they had, you know, put in, I thought that sometime we need to recognize groups or individuals who do great things. And so I suggested that we put in the agenda for your consideration, you know, a small token of appreciation of a little recognition plaque that we would provide to Hill the Ocean for, you know, their good work. And the reason I wanted to cover that today is that then when we'll be in Santa Barbara in January, you know, we can present it on in their, you know, their own turf. So that's basically what my suggestion is.
So moved.
Yeah. Second.
We've done that.
Oh no, you don't get out that easy. And you don't just get to say okay and yeah, like Ken Aravind. So here's the...
You told us yesterday that all you wanted is a yes or a no.
Yeah, no, today I want more. Okay, so here's what I need to know is, and I think you all agree that it's worthwhile to do this, is do you want to, you know, what form do you want this to take? I mean, there are different forms. We could do a letter to her and say, you know, the board recognizes them and we put it in a frame and you all sign it, a letter, or we could do a metal on wood plaque that's engraved. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do it. And I know that Mr. Young has a long history with Hill the Ocean and Hillary Hauser, and so I would look to him for some ideas and maybe a suggestion.
You know, a resolution that can be framed.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, we've done that before.
Yeah. You know, we put it on nice paper with a, you know, nice picture frame, and it's a resolution.
Can you help me with some whereas and some history, Hill the Ocean and Hillary?
Whereas Hillary Hauser.
You don't have to do it this second.
Yeah, can fill that in, Ken.
Do you give
can you help me with that? Because I...
Yes.
Okay, and you said you could too?
Ken, do you have the... Okay. Do you have the time and the energy to expand that and maybe even ask Doss Williams and Hannah Beth Jackson and...
Well, actually, is it possible for...
Because I've seen them where...
...locals to do that for me, to run that with Hannah Beth?
I think, yeah. I mean, I could certainly ask Doss pretty easily. I'd probably get to Hannah Beth. But I've seen them where, you know, we're the originating agency, but there's also ends up two proclamations... Assembly and Senate, where they run those through, and
yeah.
Probably need a couple months' time, but they kind of look nice as a whole,
yeah,
one framed unit, you know.
You mean each framed?
Yeah. I've seen them where they're all three in one frame sideways.
Oh, okay.
You know, they
so,
all kind of do the same thing, but they're escalated levels.
Yeah, no, I know what they look like. So you're proposing now that we do a Senate and Assembly resolutions?
I think they have a pretty easy process for that, just commemorating. Maybe resolution's the wrong word.
Certificate of appreciation.
Think or something. I mean,
that's a resolution. It's definitely a resolution. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if they're going to be in session between now and then. I think Ken's just looking for somebody else.
We were talking about doing something for January.
Yes,
from this board.
Would you like me to ask?
Well, that's not really from this board, though, because we're talking about this board
presenting
her something.
But typically, those local or regional resolutions are driven not by the people issuing the resolutions. They're literally almost written by me and you, and then they play with it and adopt it and put it back out as a commemorative item. So it would still kind of be at our initiation.
It's up to the board.
Okay.
You guys decide.
So I'd be happy to volunteer to Monday morning reach out to both of them and see what that entails and then convey back to Ken if it's like just a non-starter because of time of year or lack of time or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. I just want to minimize staff time. We're crunched, and, you know, it is what it is at this point. We have some pretty high priorities. So I don't want this to make this something that's going to take a huge chunk of staff.
And I, you know, the whereas is, you're not reinventing the wheel. There's like a zillion of these ready to go somewhere anyhow.
And so maybe you and Jeff can do the writing and do it.
Yeah, that would be helpful if they could do the writing.
All right, so we have an action for this.
You're agreeable to that, Mr. Young?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So this covered the item 22.
That just leaves the strategic plan issue and
to be continued.
To be continued.
We're not going to order pizza?
No.
No.
Well, there were some specific things we were going to talk about, but you know, if you wanted to take 10 minutes and just ask, I don't know if you want to, Mr.
Which one?
Well, you had some questions you were going to pose to the board about.
Next time.
Okay.
Next time. I think everybody put a lot of effort today. So, I think so.
Mr. Chair.
So we will not see each other until next year, at least some of us.
Everybody.
So happy holidays. Thank you. And this meeting is adjourned.
Good luck, Michael.
At 5:20.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Good holiday.